Hello, Wanderers. Danny here, coming to you at the top of the episode for a change. This season has been a bit more continuity-heavy than the previous ones, because in addition to building a world, we also ended up telling a story. It kinda happened by accident, but we're just rolling with it at this point. Since this episode marks the halfway point of our Maritime Mermaid murder mystery, here is a quick recap for you. Our season takes place in Pelagia, an under-the-sea city populated by humanoid animals. Pelagia is a shoreside town, so it is important to both undersea and land-dwelling animals. A member of the surface animal government, a hedgehog named Nikos Bubowski, has been murdered. The prime suspect is John Grundy, a bear and social activist. The two had a very public argument over the construction of an underwater highway that would require demolishing a historical site in its path. There's some evidence that brings Grundy's character into question, but not a lot that really ties him to the crime. Mostly, it seems like a lot of folks in power want this case wrapped up pretty quickly. That's where this week's episode comes in. The arrest.
Right. Everyone got the milk out?
Yep.
Callbacks.
Yeah.
Let's podcast.
Let's go! To Pod of Wonder, a podcast where we create a world for a tabletop role-playing game. Each week, we take a genre trope and random Wikipedia article and turn fact into fiction in 15 minutes. This season, we're building a world in the genre of murder mystery.
Pod of Wonder, episode 6, season 3. Yeah, I got those numbers right this time.
You did.
Just switch them.
Good job.
Yes.
This week we're doing the inciting incident, the arrest.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to get John Grundy behind bars initially?
Will it be a high speed chase, a shootout? Probably something boring about a coin. It all depends on the article.
All right, hear me out. There's a battleship involved.
Ooh, that would actually be interesting.
Actually, shipwreck. Get ahead of ourselves. Let's just go with it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Anyone have any human being notes to put in at the top?
We are all human beings here at this table.
Are we?
Yeah.
Yes, I promise.
Oh, human being thing. It's Gina's birthday.
Huzzah! This comes out only when we're recording this one episode.
No, it's always Gina's birthday.
It's always Gina's birthday.
Character note, it's always Gina's birthday.
It's always my birthday. I am 5008.
Yeah.
Based on that.
You don't look day over 3,000.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really sweet.
Yeah. Wish Gina a happy birthday on the social media she doesn't have.
Yes.
Shout it into the void.
Yeah,
shout it into the void. I will hear you. The void is very loud.
Pulling up articles.
Yep. All right. Ready with the countdown?
The 3, 2, 1. Boom.
I have an idea for mine. Maybe. I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
You can go last.
I can go last?
No. The confident one goes first.
Oh, okay.
Next.
All right, so I got We Can Do It. You know, that poster with Rosie the Riveter. It's an American World War II wartime poster produced by J. Howard Miller in 1943 for Westinghouse Electronic as an inspirational image to boost female worker morale. You know, it features that iconic lady who is flexing her bicep with her blue worker's uniform and that red bandana over her head. Apparently it wasn't popular or even like shown during the war, but apparently originally the image was just there to make already tired female workers work even harder. So it was just put up in the factory just to motivate already hired workers who are dead tired and underpaid.
Huh.
Yep.
So yeah. I have Felix Mendelssohn. Jacob Ludwig Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy was a German composer, pianist, and organist and conductor of the early Romantic period. His best-known works include the Overture for A Midsummer Night's Dream. He was recognized as a piano prodigy early in life, but his parents did not seek to capitalize on his talent. Due to his conservative musical taste and anti-Semitism, he was unpopular during his lifetime, but is now recognized as one of the most popular composers of the Romantic era.
Okay. Yeah, he was born Jewish, but converted to Catholicism at 7. Apparently, those 6 years were apparently enough to shut him down in the eyes of the racist musical community of Europe. Megan?
Palate cleanser, please.
All right. So my article is Pipistrellus Rassii. It's a bat from Madagascar. It's a small to medium-sized pipistrelle. It's long-furred and the body is reddish above, with the head a trifle darker and yellowish-brown below. Got dark, short, round ears with ridges. Dark wings. Yeah, there's not a picture.
No.
It's a little bat.
Okay, and rounding us out with something boring and scientific, I got a waveguide filter. It's an electronic filter that is constructed with waveguide technology. I would follow up on that, but it sounds like it might be a little dull and over my head. They're hollow metal tubes through which an electromagnetic wave can be transmitted. The filters are devices used to allow signals at some frequencies to pass while others are rejected. Developed during World War II for radar and electronic countermeasures. And there's a lot of just stuff that my eyes are glazing over as I'm scrolling down.
Mm. So I actually have some big brain ideas for a waveguide filter.
I have an idea about yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you probably know what a waveguide filter is.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of it more in, like, just the literal sense.
Like ocean
waves? Ocean waves guy, but then what if it's, like, a traffic controller, and what if he got stopped at a stupid traffic, like, you know, stop? A wave guy just stopped and was like, hey, wait, you're not supposed to go ride that wave, and that's how Grundy got stopped.
Like,
that was what sparked in my brain when you said wave guy. And I was like, what about, like, literally someone who guides waves?
Like, we could get hashtag political, like, routine traffic. Stop,
yeah.
Surface predator profiling.
We got profiled in the routine wave traffic stop. Yeah. And a wave guy who stopped it.
Is this going to be Zootopia with the predator profiling? I feel like...
That is a movie, isn't it?
But I think we can get a little more real with it. And a little more whimsical in our own goofy, bonkers way.
Yeah, both more real and more whimsical than Zootopia.
Wow.
Disney, are you listening? My idea for yours, Gina, mm-hmm. though the weekend do it, is maybe he like took shelter in a factory where like he still had some like of the working people on his side, and there was maybe like a big raid or something.
I was thinking that, but then I remember, didn't he have shady deals with shady companies or something like that?
Yeah.
And what if it was like almost the opposite, where he was almost like I don't know, he's not a slumlord, but like for factories, like a asshole foreman or something.
Mm.
So like all the ladies that were like, you know, a hold up and whatever, like revolted and like broke down his office door and like tossed him up, and like one particularly big lady named Rosie obviously was the one who like tackled him or whatever, and like, you know, brought him to the authorities because like they finally had it with him and horrible factory conditions, and like it was the ladies in the factory that brought him in.
God damn it, Gina, I think you've got the two best proposals for two of the articles
ideas.
So I mean,
happens when I'm hopped up on coffee, yo.
I'm gonna put this out there, Gina, I think you should choose between those two.
It's your podcast birthday gift.
Okay,
yeah,
my podcast birthday gift, which I will like subsequently bequeath to a die. So I'll take odd, Eddie's will take even, and I rolled a 9.
All right.
Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah, so the proletariat's revolt coming soon
to America and Pot of Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get the general picture that everything we know about history is a lie, and including this poster.
Like
there's not a single part of this that is like inspirational or like empowering.
No.
Or like factually accurate.
It's the most passive aggressive. Can't you try harder?
Mm-hmm. We can do it, and by we I mean you, woman.
Yep. Meanwhile, the management is going to have another 3 martinis with lunch and pass out. Pot of Wonder, sleepy, but punchy in a fun way. So, we can do it, which is kind of, I guess, a mantra of us powering through these episodes.
Yep.
let me go ahead and put a timer on. Talked about the inciting incident that puts him behind bars initially. Mm-hmm. Got 15 minutes on the clock with the option to extend 5 minutes more if we're feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
And a go.
All right. So one thing I want to nail down is Grundy's association with this factory. Like, because the idea that prompted me was they found a bunch of different shell companies or sketchy companies in his wallet or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So it's probably stemming from one of those companies. But like, who owns a factory? What does it make? Why are they treating their female workers like horribly?
I like the idea that you floated initially of, like, a bunch of female workers kicking down, the door and, him being involved. What if he wasn't supposed to be there at the time? Like, he was complicit and, like, somehow behind the scenes helping the manager, the bosses accomplish this oppression. But, like, him getting involved in this when the police came was kind of, they're like, oh, shit. We've been kind of looking for this dude.
I kind of had the idea of, like, Grundy certainly portrays himself as like a working class hero, like fighting for your rights. Mm-hmm. Like, but you know, behind the doors, he's kind of like making these kind of connections with other companies. So, like, what if he shows up at like one of these factories? Like, hey, it's me, your hero has arrived. Mm-hmm. And like, by then, news has broke that he's a suspect. And the women there are like, you are trouble. Oh, we cannot have you here.
Like, the workers wanted an excuse for a strike or an uprising, and Grundy was there, and they're like, oh, yeah, we can totally revolt and capture this guy, and in the end we'll get lauded by the cops, and this will be like good for our cause, because if we didn't have a reason, we just like randomly, like, because it was like almost like a powder keg, like they were like already thinking about like, you know, overthrowing the management and whatnot, and Grundy showing up was kind of like the inciting incident for them to like explode and be like, hey, we can be heroes at the end of this, this is good for PR if we capture this guy. And so probably like almost like a prison riot or whatnot, and he got captured in the end. And in the end the cops show up and he's like tied up, and there's a bunch of like women's workers like striking and whatnot, and they're like positive for the media and stuff like that, and the cops are like congratulating these workers for like capturing him and stuff like that.
What if there's one at the head of him, because this is about a piece of like iconography that, that's been kind of twisted and distorted over time, and I think we could almost flash forward a little bit kind of in Pot of Wonder tradition, getting stepping out of it a little bit, like I'm imagining when all this went down, that like somebody got a picture of like one woman at the front of the pack, and whether or not she was actually the head of this movement, she got credit for it as like the face of it. So like 20 years after this, like maybe like whenever the documentary or whatever that's being made comes out, they're featuring her as like very prominently, and she's talking up this incident. But there's like an underlying current of. She was kind of she happened to run really fast.
Going to the article, like this was originally part of a series of like internal motivation posters by a company, and then the Office of War Information kind of geared a bunch of these up as part of like a national like World War II effort. But Rosie the Riveter, We Can Do It, was originally not part of that. So I'm thinking, like, part of these workers' grievances is, like, maybe there are a series of, like, reforms or workers' rights things, but, like, this particular industry they worked in was just, like, overlooked or, like, on purpose neglected.
Yeah, they couldn't gain any traction until this big headline where they captured Grundy and stuff like that.
Like, this is, like, they're seeing this as their chance to, like, draw attention to themselves.
Exactly.
So maybe they don't. Would they not even turn over Grundy immediately?
Or? I kind of like that. There's almost like a little bit of a hostage
situation.
Like, and that's a little bit of a dark spot on this. But people, again, flashing forward, how people look back on this is kind of like...
They were working for the cops. They like retooled it or whatever.
They kind of gloss over that. Like, well, they kicked down the door and handed him over. And it's fine, but they don't talk about like the 15-hour hostage situation.
Exactly. Yeah, that ugliness. Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
So what do we want to build more on this like, this who, centerpiece Rosie?
Who are these people? Who is
I like the idea person? That they were, like, all the same species of aquatic creature.
Yeah.
Being worked, and like, in a kelp factory or something like that.
And because Grundy's a mammal, that I think that kind of added, that might have added to their frustration.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Okay, he's pretending to be the champion of us, too. Uh-huh. He's a surface dweller. Uh-huh. He doesn't understand
exactly.
our
yeah.
conditions.
Yeah.
But, like Grundy's last big, like, project is protesting the building of this highway.
Mm.
So maybe he's like, hey, I'm, like, he goes to the workers who are supposed to be constructing this, like, I've been fighting for your rights, and they're like, no, you're keeping us from making a living.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you've been busting unions.
Yeah,
like.
we are down on our luck. We needed this job.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's all good. You're fighting for our rights, but you're stopping us from getting a paycheck.
Mm.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And his grounds for that his defense was like that land, that historical landmark.
Yeah.
That old castle, but maybe it's something that they don't actually even care about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That it didn't become an issue until this land person stepped in and, like, told us what
landmark.
We should...
Landmark.
Yeah.
That's a landmark. Yeah.
Okay, so I like where that's going.
Yeah, what one species are all of these people?
I like that maybe porpoises. Because there's kind of, like, a friendly outward appearances, but they can get fucking mean around sharks.
They're
them against a bear.
Very intelligent.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Have sex for pleasure. Pot of wonder, dolphin facts.
Yeah, so it's a porpoise, a factory full of porpoises. Well, factory, or is it like a kind of...
maybe like a construction site. Yeah.
Construction site.
Okay. They're like at some other construction. So what are they building currently because that other thing was protested? What's been like the subpar job they had to take? Because, again, a highway is a giant fucking contract.
Maybe they were, like, one component in the highway. Like, they had to mix the asphalt or something like that. And it was, like, pretty bad conditions.
Like
bad chemicals leaching or something.
Building up the pillars that were going to hold the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
So they're just waiting for the road to be built that they're going to hold up.
So this is, like, some sort of, like like they pre-build certain elements and like ship them to the site. Maybe that's part of it too. They lost money in the process because they already started this, and because of what he did, they had to cancel the project.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're out for these materials that were built for this job. Okay.
Yeah. So they're aggrieved, but not in a way that Grundy like picked up on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it just that he's a like? Kind of pompous enough to think, like, I've done good for these people?
I think he's believed his own press for so long because he's associated on a shady level with all those bigger corporations and that weird shell account with the money in it.
Mm-hmm. Like,
so he believes his own press despite what
he's
actually doing.
He's aware enough to know that he can't go to the rich people, but, like, not so aware that he doesn't realize the poor people don't like him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those, like, oh, well, the men who feel like they're oppressed, the male mammals, but, like, literally everyone else is like, okay, but what are you doing for us?
Uh-huh.
Cutting back to the future, how this event is remembered, what's one of the primary discrepancies? Like, we've talked about the hostage situation, and, like, that's an untold thing, but there's also this woman who's viewed at the forefront. What was the actual story? Like,
I think she
was
just, like,
initially?
Part of the mob, and like you said, like, a photographer or, like, an image was captured that was just perfect of her, like, standing in the forefront, like, you know, pinning him down or something like that. It was just became iconic, even though, like, she really didn't have much of a role in it other than she was the biggest one and was, like, at that time, like, holding him down or something like that.
Yeah.
And, like, the actual porpoise who was, like, in charge of it was not even in the picture.
They're like,
or whatever.
Yeah, like, they see, like, one of their arms.
Like, maybe that's our version of that iconic image, is like just this beefy porpoise woman, like, on top of just, like, you know, future generations will kind of fill in the blank with whatever cause they're fighting against, but it's like her, like, on top of Grundy, just like buff arm raised,
elbow into his back, elbow into a bear's back,
yeah.
She has some sort of, like, what just felt right. Cut to, like, she's like a wrestling fan, not even like actually a wrestler.
wrestler, but like
someone who like really thinks I can tackle a bear. Let's do this.
Yeah. I can tackle a bear as a catchphrase.
Tackle
that's,
a bear.
That's, you know what? That's the
title of the iconic bear.
Yeah,
I can tackle a bear.
And that's gonna be our gonna be a T-shirt. Just no context. I can tackle a bear.
Yeah.
That is like the poster slogan is like, hey, like whatever problem you're in, that's the bear you gotta tackle.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the bears have problems with this, but the younger generation has started wearing the T-shirts. Ironically, so you got like the skinny hipster bears of the future, like wearing like a tackler bear, and like their parents. You don't understand. That's a hate term. We were oppressed by that.
Yeah. Speaking of, in our horrible meat space world, this poster has been kind of co-opted by people like Sarah Palin and Ron Paul. Like, there's definitely precedent, like, in the future for this thing to be kind of turned into whatever bear your cause happens to be.
Well, we talked about how they're, like, land-based extremist groups. I'd say they were almost, especially because porpoises are mammals, too. Like, they kind of... I'm kind of glad now we chose that, because they're kind of like halfway between.
Yeah.
They don't fit like they belong either.
And maybe that's part of why Grundy thought he could take like shelter with them.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm a mammal just like you. I just have to wear this oxygen mask.
All right, fur boy.
Sure you are.
That's one of the terms. Smooth skins and fur boys.
Smooth skins and fur boys.
And I like the idea that like after this incident, because of the press or not, like porpoises become like a symbol of like strong femininity or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And that's... But it's the
like
land-based...
feminists will have, like, porpoise icons or whatnot, and that's, like, just stemming from that single incident.
Like, how does this eventually end, though? Like, obviously they hand over Grundy, but is there, like, a long standoff?
There's... It's a fifth... I've set out 15 hours, because that feels, like, just long enough for today. But like there's, like... The woman who was photographed at the front, who was, like, one of three people who were arrested kind of ceremonially. And that's part of the reason this is swept under the rug, because they got Grundy. And that's part of it. That, like, okay, we can't exactly have these two trials going on, because the people are going to come out in favor of you, and we want them to hate Grundy. To get through this quick. And that's part of the complications, because even though they're mammals, it's still aquatic territory. So that's why it falls under sea law.
Do they eventually get... This is our future. They eventually get the kind of protections that they sought for. The media protection, the media attention from, like, this case is like, oh, hey, like... Like, look at these poor, bedraggled women tackling this bear in these conditions. We should give them, like, nicer, shorter shifts, you know, working safety gear.
Regulations in the factories. And that maybe affects both land and sea. Like, that's actually... turns out to be some uniting event in trying to establish these new labor laws. I wanted to say, like, that image is twisted later on by bear extremists to twist it where you can tackle a dolphin and it becomes like, oh, this is my free speech. Why are you offended by it? You were wearing the anti-bear one. They're shut down quickly, and that's another part of the documentary is the cuts to those sad bear extremists later on. Just getting old and gray and still being bitter about it.
There's kind of been a few people who, like, perhaps unknowingly claim to be the inspiration for the Rosie of the Riveter image. So, like, maybe that's a thing in our world,
like,
too.
Like, one generation later, multiple porpoises have come forward. It's like, no, that was my grandma.
I was there. Like, I told her to do the tackling.
But because we know... Okay, well, two things. One, what's the name of the woman in the photograph? And two... Because we know the truth here, as Pot of Wonder, what was the name of the woman who actually, like, incited the incident?
I think you're going to be. I think, you're the hot seat, I think, is going to be you.
Pot of Wonder tradition, we do not name people.
Uh-huh.
just had the idea of, like, what if we are, like, police on bullhorns, like, asking them, like, at the hostage situation, like, what are your demands?
Yes, I like that.
Like,
yes,
what do we have to do to get this guy from you?
Yeah. We can do this effect right here. We're on bullhorns.
I will say no to that now.
Yeah, I will. Right now,
you're the good cop.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, that's a good idea. It's like we can set up like good cop, bad cop, third cop.
All right. So we're cops. It's currently the standoff situation. You're the spokesperson for the standoff, and we're cops. Like, you know, talking to you.
Specifically, you are the person from the who ends up on the poster eventually. So, name yourself, basically.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we outsource that one.
Is there a fantasy name generator for dolphin people? Dolphin name generator, Minecraft fantasy name generators. Okay, my name is Bell Snorkel.
Bell Snorkel. That's perfect.
Well,
I love and hate it in equal amounts. Therefore, yeah, exactly. Therefore, it's perfect.
It's kind of like, I mean, dolphin names have no gender, but the 10 that were on this generated one: Pure, Pearl, Road, R-H-O-D-E, Rain, Gar, Kyle, Tad, Bubbles.
Kyle.
This is my dolphin Kyle.
He just drinks a lot of Mountain Dew and, like, busting through walls. Yeah. I've got so much unearned rage! All right, we got to include Kyle somewhere in this.
Yeah.
Okay, things about Bell Snorkel. How long have I been working at the factory?
6 years.
Okay. Have I been involved in activist efforts previously in, like, in a prominent way, or have I just been, like, showing up to the meetings?
You definitely attend the meetings. You always sign on to whatever they do, but beyond that, you're not a big thinker or like mover and shaker.
Yeah, you've been trying to go under the radar because you're afraid it'll jeopardize your job. But now is like big opportunity. You're like, fuck it, if I get fired and lose whatever, this is the time. But like beforehand, you were very cautious about not.
You're loyal, but you're not sticking your neck out.
Sticking your neck out. Yeah.
Flash forward to the future, what's the most heinous thing somebody reveals about me later on?
I think they found some scandalous pictures of you. And they claim they got it off the boss's hard drive or something like that. So they're like insinuating that you like only got the job because, you know, you did favors for the job, or like you like were in favor with the boss people because, you know, you were having an affair with them or something. But like something tied to your sexuality or whatever that they're trying to victimize or villainize or whatever.
Okay.
A lot of slut shaming. Okay. You're like, everyone had nudes, and no, you didn't get that off the boss's hard drive. Like, that's impossible, but, like, they're saying
These look aqua shop. Okay, if I could just get a fourth question in there, because I feel like this needs to be answered now. They were all kind of oppressed by management, but who was, like, the boss, and, like, what kind of aquatic creature were they?
What if it's a different kind of dolphin?
Beluga.
It's like a whale.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's another mammal, but they're kind of like just kind of complacent and do nothing except yell at the workers through posters.
I like the idea of a very oversized whale with suspenders. Yeah. Just like a cigar.
It's a seaweed cigar.
Yeah, seaweed cigar,
What is his name?
Jeremiah Westinghouse.
And all right, so got my four questions in. Thank you for the bonus.
Of course.
Only for you, Eddie.
Appreciate it. What are y'all?
We're the police on like outside the perimeter, and we are shouting at you through bullhorns. This is in the midst of the 15-hour standoff.
Like, probably hour two, pretty early.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that our mere presence hasn't intimidated you has, like, forced us to start bringing out the bullhorn and asking you what it is that you want.
Okay. All right. So, I guess with 3 minutes on the clock, pepper me with questions during the standoff and go.
Hi. How are you feeling?
We're angry.
Okay. Can you expand on that a
We've been oppressed for too long.
Well, the echo's bad. I'm not going to keep
doing
that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah,
no, don't do that. I tried doing that. Actually, and it shut me down.
Yeah, yeah, making mistakes. We've been held hostage too long, and it's only time that we do the same to these pieces of garbage here who've been keeping us under their thumbs.
I'd just like to let you know that we have harpoonists in place all around your building. With that said, what are your demands?
We demand equal rights, equal representation. We want a voice in both governments. We are mammals who live in the sea. We deserve representation in everywhere.
Hello, we need to know who is involved in this standoff. Who is party to you? Can you name some names so we know who is in there? Family are worried. We need to know a good head count.
I'm not a snitch, and I'm not giving you people to aim for. We'll reveal ourselves when you let us show ourselves as the heroes we really are.
Okay, just... In the meantime, do you guys have enough food? Do you need anything, like blankets, anything to make you all comfortable?
Yes, we can send you things within demand for us, a good faith kind of deal. Neutral delivery individual can give it to you.
Jeremiah Westinghouse here had a surprising stash of food, so we're pretty good for a while. We can hold out as long as we goddamn need to.
I'd just like to take the time to point out that Mr. Grundy here is wanted for murder, and by holding him, whether hostage or no, you are accomplices in obstructing justice.
I don't know. I think he'd rather hang out here with us instead of getting handed over to you. I think he's quite comfortable here, so I think... I don't know. This is on him. What are you feeling, Grundy? You feel like getting beaten up a little more, or...?
Speaking of being up, is he okay? Is he safe? Do we need to send in medical personnel? Are there anyone injured? We just want to get people in there that need help, and they can get help.
He's still breathing. He's still conscious. No one's hurt too badly. He's kind of a wimp. He took one hit to the gut.
Okay.
Good. Gonna make a pretty good perp walk here. It's just up to you to decide whether you want to be a part of it. Now, I can bring the hammer down now, or you can send the bear out.
We know that your harpoons can't get through these walls. Give us what we want, and we'll hand over Grundy.
We don't want to hurt you. We just want everything to be resolved peacefully and have everybody walk out of there alive and well.
We want it peacefully. Nah.
We want it peacefully not.
And a harpoon just launches.
They said they don't want it peacefully. Go.
Yeah, go, move it.
That's when negotiations shut down. Uh-huh. Very good.
And this is the part of it that's lost to history. All right.
As the actual article shows, there can be a great deal of spin involved in turning a depressing thing into an inspirational thing.
Yay!
Yeah.
Tackle your own bear.
Tackle your own bear.
Heart of wonder.
Yeah, I like that. We went from kind of initial a little bit of low energy, and I think we turned this one around to something real interesting.
Yeah.
Nice twist in our myth.
Woo!
Woo!
Cool.
End of episode.
Yay!
Episode. Cake break.
Cake break.
Mm.
This has been Pot of Wonder. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Pot of Wonder.
I'm Danny. You can find me on Twitter at DannyPlaysRPGs, and you can find the games I make at DannyMakesRPGs.itch.io.
I'm Megan. You can find me on Instagram at ILivedInBooks, and you can find me on Twitter at OwlBurning.
And I'm Eddie. You can find me on Instagram at MonstersByEd, and find the games I make at StrangeButTrueGames.
Our intro theme is Opening by Kimiko. Our closing theme is Epic Cinematic by Scott Holmes.
So podcast birthday gift is the worst birthday gift.
Yes, make decisions.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of what you should be doing.
Yeah. Do intellectual labor for us. Pot of Wonder.
Make content.